Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 122, Teletravels Batanes.
Wow, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
And we're gonna start the year with a Teletravels episode.
Since we started the year with like a travel thing.
Diba? Ano ba? Start of the year, ganun na kagad?
Oh.
Lipad na tayo kagad?
January 5.
Oh, medyo no? First
literal,
week.
As in,
literally first week.
As in, after... Siyempre, di ba, parang pag New Year, may pa mga Jan 1, 2, gano'n.
Ayoko yun, actually. Ayoko yung Jan 1 to 3 kasi parang nakahilata ka lang. Wala pang work. Wala namang family reunions masyado. Yung nakahilata ka
yung
lang sa...
Yung 2. Hindi, although kasi...
Kama.
Pumasok ako agad ng 2 eh.
Ah.
Yun. But anyway, medyo stuffy, ngongo ako this episode because I have rhinitis.
Allergy.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay.
Ayan, so...
Teletravels agad. You wanna talk about our ano, latest adventure.
Tsaka pa, kasi again. Fresh pa yung ano natin, insights natin, yeah. Yung feelings natin about the place.
Yep.
So, okay. First question.
Wow. Not wasting our time.
Nope.
Okay.
Not my style. So, Pod Pals.
Yeah.
We're gonna tell you all about our trip.
In Batanes.
Yeah.
So we went to Batanes.
Yep. First question na.
Sure.
Okay. First question ko. Before planning our trip to Batanes, ikaw nagplano nito?
Yes.
Last year pa actually, ganun kalupit yung booking, di ba? Mahirap siyang i-book.
Okay.
Before planning this Batanes trip, have you ever wanted to go to Batanes?
Okay.
What have you heard about the place from people who have been there?
So wait, ano lang ba to? Parang interview sa akin type
sa
of episode.
Sa ating dalawa, sasagutin ko rin.
So sasagutin mo rin.
Ah, pero ikaw muna.
Okay, well malamang ako yung nag-incept. Okay, it was my idea. Actually, I started planning the trip. Parang mga August pa. I think,
so
ano
wait,
siya?
Kung August, mga 5 months before?
Ish, yes, oh. I think. Six?
Five.
Anyway. I think, kaya ako siya naisip kasi birthday ko ay August. So, initially, I wanted to know if sa birthday ko at if mag-Batanes tayo. And then, pagka-research ko,
maulan.
Parang, it's not a good time to go to Batanes during August kasi typhoon season. And if you know your geography, Batanes yung unang-unang island sa Pilipinas na dadaanan ng bagyo. Whatever, kahit anong bagyo yung dumating sa atin, mauuna siyang dumaan sa Batanes. So, kumbaga, parang first salvo nung bagyo na malakas, Batanes agad yung haharap sa kanya. So, hindi siya talaga advisable na August. So, when I researched, the best time is... Well, may dalawang best time to go. If you're like a summery person na gusto mo sunny, medyo windy, basta like sunny, punta ka ng ano, mga March to April, ganyan. But if type mo yung northern winds, as in medyo, hindi medyo, as in malamig pa, January to Feb. So parang in my head, uy, perfect. Ano, baka maganda ding ano, reason para alam mo yung after the holidays na, of course, you're dedicating time to your family or to other people. Mm-hmm. So parang, uy, parang good idea na, yung ika-cut mo, hindi ba parang weird kasi yung, it, yung December
pero wait,
to January.
Just to interject lang.
Oh.
Tama kayong January kasi, first week of January, second week of
Who's
January.
Who's diba? Parang,
hindi pa ganong karataratan sa trabaho. And at the same time, wala masyadong lumilipad. Versus mag-vacation ka during the Christmas break.
Yes.
Yung airports, yeah, ang daming busy tao, ang hirap mag-book ng flights, yeah, book lahat ng mga hotels.
Pero busy, pag, lahat.
Oh,
busy lahat.
Pero yung January, first 2 weeks of January, parang ang chill niya. Tsaka parang ideal siya na kung introvert traveler ka like us. Parang ideal window siya of traveling abroad or locally.
Like, in a way, parang dead time siya. Oh. Like, either everyone is resting from the holiday, ano ba, busyness. Or everyone just wants to work ulit. Or busy.
So, slow, usually, so medyo, first 2 weeks of January,
slow. Basta fuzzy
slow
siya. Oh. So, in my head, oh, baka, kumbaga parang mas madali din mag-leave for me.
Yes. Kasi wala pang trabaho.
I mean, yun, like, nag-warm up pa yung mga kliyente mo, ganon, yung, yun. So, yun. Why did I think of Batanes?
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, one, I'm not a beach person.
Okay, that diba? Makes sense.
I mean, if you want to travel the Philippines, hindi ka, like, usually beach yan, diba? Tapos, kung mountains naman, I thought baka masyadong challenging kung January, Feb yung mountains. Baka sobra yung fog, ganyan. Yun. So, inisip ko, what if Batanes? Kasi, ang ganda ng Batanes. And, when you took me to Seven Sisters in Sussex, England, and when we went to Highlands, napaisip ako na parang, ah, may ganito pong version yung Pilipinas. For sure, meron. So, naganap ako ng ganun. Like, ano ba yung mga cliffs and like hills and magaganda yung view. Yun.
Pero wait, yun, yung idea mo ng beach, hindi yung parang white sand, Boracay, swimming. More like coasts, rugged coasts.
Well, I'm okay with like
stony,
white sand beach.
Pebbly beach.
Okay, maybe the beach people will feel judged. But,
hindi naman. Preference mo naman. Eh.
For me, I'm not the type na parang lively yung coastal area. Na, I mean, ba parang Siargao or like Boracay na as in hip and happening. Parang it's the party people doing the beach.
Boracay Station 1 to 3. Ah, Station 2 and 3.
And even Siargao and LU, di ba parang lahat sila mga cool party tama people.
Nagpunta akong La Union nung before the pandemic. For a, ano, for a bachelor party ng friend ko. Medyo ano nga, parang party central.
Yung nga, parang
Konyo Central.
Yun, yung parang, I would think LU, Siargao, and Boracay is where the popular kids.
Galera pa. Puerto Galera.
Inilandun yung mga budding eh.
Ah, talaga?
The queer people are in Puerto Galera.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah. So, ibang place din siya. So, but...
Eh, what about yung mga matabungkay?
Ako, mas mapupunta mo pa ako dun. Kasi may irony na parang...
Retro.
Retro tita vibe.
Ah.
Pero yun nga, kasi like the more popular beaches are the hangout places of the popular people.
The gets
tas
ko,
party mode. So parang...
Get, ayoko yung idea ng party sa beach.
Ako din.
Kasi, parang nasa putik ka, tapos party. Ayoko, and tsaka ayoko yung... Like yung nag-Boracay ako.
Okay.
At nag-ano,
I mean,
LU.
No no shit to like
oh,
Boracay. Di ba nagsasalanan ng mga beach, di ba?
Tayo lang. Ayoko yung idea na umiinom ng bottle or kumakain ng ulam.
Ako din.
Or may wrapper ka beside water.
Yes, me too.
Tapos yung ilalagay mo yung basura sa bulsa mo. Parang...
I want like a quiet beach time. I'm fine with that. Pero, kunwari...
Muni-muni beach.
Oo. Kunwari, nag-party-party kayo. Isipin mo, diba? Yung mga parang drunks. Tain na, sumusuka kaya sila sa dagat. Yung ayoko. Parang, oh no.
Na, ito pa, isa pa ayoko ito.
Oo.
Yung may ishtug-ishtak. Yung may malaking speaker.
Oo.
Tapos, umaalon. Parang, para, ano to? Yung...
Iniistorbo niya yung mga ano.
Yung sounds of
mga
nature.
Fish. Yung... Ay, di ba? Parang I would
parang
want
parang andaming namatay na fish from the noise pollution.
Parang, what's perfect for me is naririnig ko yung waves.
Ako rin.
Narinig ko yung birds. Narinig
sorry,
ko
ito
yung...
rin. Ayoko pa.
Ano
isa pa?
Yun?
I hate the feeling of wading through the waters. Uh-huh. Tapos may nakita akong laser lights na tumatama dun sa tubig.
Uh-huh.
Yung parang nasira eh. Parang pumunta lang ako sa ano, sa may CCP na ano, na walkway. Tapos may mga ano, may mga nagbibenta ng ano, fish balls. Ganun yung dating sa akin.
I mean, I don't mind though if locals yung mga kasalamuha mo. Na siguro ay may fishermen or like may mga nakatira talaga doon, may mga batang tumatakbo or may tindero nga, pero local sila, like sure, cool.
But the idea of the party beach, it's not
yeah,
your
not
cup
for
of
me. Okay. So, yun. So, I guess Batanes was perfect because I don't know, parang when I posted our trip, ang daming nag-react na sinasabi nila,
it's not you. It's not
hindi.
You.
Sinasabi nila dream destination nila or bucket list destination nila. Pero may apprehension sila. Na parang, ang dami palang, ano, yung nagpipigil mag-Batanes kasi wala raw signal. Or parang, mayroon siyang some sort of reputation na secluded siya.
Remote.
Oh, so parang, I guess that's the appeal to me.
Yeah. Ako rin. Anyway, ako naman, yung what I've heard of about Batanes, years ago, naalala ko, nag-apprentice pa kami under a photographer nun. Kami nung friend ko na cinematographer.
Oh.
Tapos sabi nung boss namin, nung pinapag-apprentice namin.
ABS?
Hindi, before pa, after college. Okay. Sabi niya, hindi ako makakapunta sa shoot bukas kasi meron akong assignment sa Batanes. Kayo na muna mag... 3-day shoot yun. So kami muna mag... fill in for him.
Okay.
Tapos pupunta akong Batanes. Tapos babalik ako.
Okay.
Tapos bumalik siya the following two
week?
Days after.
Oh.
So, nagkwento siya about Batanes. Na parang, ano pa na, wala pang cellphone nun or ano eh. I mean, wala pang smartphone.
Wala pang LTE, ganyan.
Oh, wala pa. Oh. So, radyo lang talaga yung ano nila. Source sila of the weather. Ayun, yung cliche na sinasabi na nakukuha mo raw yung nahagip mo yung broadcasts
yung
from Taiwan. Totoo yun. Tapos marami raw baka. Tapos ang ganda ng weather. Ang lamig.
Oh.
Tapos yung concept na para raw Baguio na walang city pero ang katabi beach. So sabi ko parang hindi ko maisip. Hindi ko maano talaga. Basta yung at tapos super sarap daw ng beef. Super okay. Fresh daw nung beef.
Eh, syempre, madaming bakay.
Oh, yun. So, naisip ko ba sa Batanes, okay, so hills, tubig, baka, malamig.
Okay.
Radio broadcast from Taiwan. So, ever since sa kwento nung photographer na yun, parang okay. Yun yung pumasok sa utak ko na, okay.
Yan na yung ano, image of Batanes team.
Oo.
Okay.
And strangely, nung pumunta nga tayo, medyo accurate.
Oh, okay.
Accurate, di ba?
Yeah, yeah.
Pero, I mean, and a whole lot more, diba?
Yes.
Other than that.
Yun, so I guess the idea came about because I wanted something. Gusto ko ng view. Like, especially when I went to New York. Alam mo, when you saw all of, yung pagbukas mo ng bintana, purong
ganda ng skyline.
Talaga, skyline, ganyan. Alam mo, parang nung I was there 12 days, nung parang 10th day na, parang...
Ay, wait. Kung gusto niyo malaman yung adventure ni CJ sa New York, refer to...
Wow.
Hindi. The Teletravels episode CJ in New York. Para may reference lang.
Okay,
bigla mo
fine.
Sinabi.
Yeah. But during my 10th day, parang ini-imagine ko na yung view ng Batanes from my window sa
New York. Were all cityed out.
Oo. Parang, I want to see like skies, mountains.
Tapos dito pa sa apartment natin, tumingin ka sa bintana.
Concrete jungle din eh. So, yeah. Anyway.
Which nagulat ako sa'yo because, to be honest, you've always told me you were a city girl.
I am a city girl.
And hindi ka masyadong outdoorsy by your own admission.
Yes.
Sige, pupuntahan natin mamaya yung topic na yan.
Okay.
So anyway, why go local instead of flying to the US or Europe or other Asian countries like Japan or Taiwan, di ba?
Well, we've gone to Japan twice. Hello, hindi twice. Like, you've gone to Japan twice. We went to Japan once, tapos nag-extend pa tayo. Yung Japan natin last year was not my first time. Wow, yabang. But, alam mo yun.
Well-traveled ka na.
Oo na, ikaw na. De, pero, tapos Taiwan, I mean, why?
Ay, maganda sa Taiwan, ah.
Oo nga.
Nag-Taiwan rin ako last year.
Pero, like, wala. Alam mo yung, mararamdaman mo siya sa loob mo eh, kung ano yung hinahanap niya.
Hindi, tsaka ako rin, may sagot rin ako. Baka medyo parang tumanda rin tayo ng konti. Yung hinahanap na natin na travel, yung parang,
ano?
Shit, ang chill nito ah. Gets ba?
Honestly, I think I'm decolonizing my mind. Wow, deep. Pero,
like, Explain. What is that? What is decolonizing of the mind?
I first experienced this when we went to London. Na parang, I don't enjoy museums as much as I enjoyed them like before when I was fresh out of college. You know, yung parang, wow, Western art. Wow, ito yung mga nababasa kong classical art. Parang, when you go to the museum now, maybe because of media, the books I read, na, alam mo yun, mas aware na tayo sa effects ng colonization. Iba na yung tingin mo sa museum sa Western countries eh. Na parang, ninakaw nila to.
Isa rin, iba na rin.
This is another thing they stole. This another thing they looted.
Yun. Iba na rin ang tingin mo kay Indiana Jones every time he says, this belongs in a museum.
Like, who are you to say?
Kaya napangitan ka dun sa Indiana Jones in the Dial of Destiny eh, di ba?
No, it's objectively bad.
Objectively bad. Okay.
Pero yun, so parang, and even, yung, why do I worship Western white culture so much?
And also, diba? Pwede rin siguro na ano rin, ano? Parang ako naman, one of the reasons sa pumayag akong sumama with you.
Pinilit ba kita?
Hindi naman.
Oh.
Na sumahan kita kasi, yung ganyan ko naman is more like, is Manila just the Philippines and Baguio?
Exactly. Gets mo? And I guess parang,
na parang yung Batanes, usually yung idea ng travel ng Manileño like us.
Oh.
We're born in the city talaga and lived in the city all our lives. Hindi pa tayo nakatira sa probinsya ever.
Wala nga tayong probinsya.
Ako meron.
Medyo nakakahiya. Like kapag,
meron kami. Pampanga and Mindoro.
Ako wala talaga.
And tumira ako. I've stayed in both places for a long time. A week or two.
Ingit na ingit ako sa mga klase ko. Alam yung pag summer, yung uwi kami sa probinsya eh. Parang, shit.
Ako ganun. I spent summers in Pampanga and Mindoro also.
Wala akong ganun. Sad.
Yun, naisip ko na parang, ano yung bagong texture ng Pilipinas na hindi Baguio, hindi Cavite, hindi Pampanga.
Hindi Tagaytay.
Hindi Ilocos. So parang, ano nga ba? Kasi, yung job ko before, made me travel across the Philippines, di ba? Na, halos nakatira na ako sa airport. Like, you know that time in my life.
Yeah.
Na-shoot ako ng shoot around the Philippines.
Nag-spratlys ka nga, di ba?
At Mayon, Davao,
yeah.
Iloilo, CDO.
Ikaw na yung world travel.
Dumaguete. Zamboanga. So parang, wow. Pumunta tayong Baguio. Unique yung ano? Unique yung texture.
Yeah.
Maganda. Pero,
city yung, pa din siya eh.
Oo, exactly. Yung, may Manila vibes.
Hindi naman. Like, may cosmopolitan vibe. Diba?
Oo.
Like, may city siya. It's a city. It's, like, I don't know what else I could describe, but it's so a
yung,
city.
Yung Batanes, parang padif tayo na tao eh. Yung parang, ah talaga, pumunta kayong La Union. Pumunta, sige, pumunta kayong La Union.
Punta Siargao. Punta kayong Siargao. Punta kayong Siargao.
Oh, may ganon. Yun. So, yeah, yung mami. Yung ibang texture na parang, this is not the regular Philippines in your head.
Hipster. Padif lang, ganun. Nee, pero, hindi pa siya pinag-uusapan.
Oh, parang siya Sagada. Yung parang, konti lang yung kilala kong nakapuntang Sagada.
Hindi, tumaas yung tourism ng Sagada dahil sa that thing called Tadhana.
Ayaw.
Yun. Anyway.
Okay, so, simulan na natin. Tell us about your experience of getting there. Naiya 2 and the Batanes Basco Airport.
Oh, ikaw muna.
So yun, ako akala ko dati mahirap siyang puntahan kasi yung mga kwento rin sa
kasi,
akin.
Kasi alam mo, OA din yung mga taong nagbatanis.
Oo, exactly.
Eh.
Na para, in, pwede ka ma-stuck doon ng 2 weeks kung mabibagyo. Diba? Kung baka kung rainy season nga. Ganon.
Oo, pero parang OA talaga eh. Like, in a way, parang...
Walang flights doon minsan.
Oo, parang once a week lang. Hello, once a day daw.
Oo,
hindi once a week.
Exactly. So yun, CJ and I went there via PAL. Pumunta kami ron around 4 a.m. For a 6 a.m. flight.
Yes.
And Terminal 2, my God, beautiful. Wala akong masabi. A beautiful airport. I know in our past episodes, we've complained about our airports. Pero, guys, we suggest book Terminal 2, ang ganda.
Alam mo, sobrang Terminal 2 doubter ako eh. Kasi,
bakit?
Kasi gusto ko Terminal 3. I have good experiences in Terminal 3. Parang relatively mabilis kahit international flights.
True.
Yun. Tapos, tsaka PAL doubter ako. Kasi ang dami talagang horror stories ng PAL. But I guess, since simple yung trip natin, I mean, the flights to Batanes once a day, or technically, isa going to Batanes, tapos isa pa-uwi to Manila. Ganun lang siya. So, dalawang flights lang siya a day. So, I guess, it's simpler to operate.
So, medyo maaga yung flight. Pero, dumating kami ron, okay, ano, mga, medyo madilim ba, di ba? Dumating tayo.
Yeah.
Tapos, ang highlight ko sa PAL.
Sunrise, di ba?
Ang highlight ko nun sa Terminal 2 was, kulang, konti yung tao.
Siyempre.
Relaxing. And we had the Mabuhay Lounge.
Yes.
At finally, natikman ko na ang napakasarap nilang arroz kaldo.
Yun, nagbayad tayo ng extra para makamabuhay.
Para may
lang.
Chicken sa loob. Ang sarap pala nun, ano? Yung sa Mabuhay Lounge.
May chill din talaga to. Like, have a lounge access.
So, nakatulog ako kahit mga 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Ayun, tapos finally, natikman na natin ang...
iconic
arroz caldo.
Yeah.
At yung bibingkenets nila.
Status symbol yung ano eh, arroz caldo eh.
Oo.
Oo.
Ayun, tapos the flight, not so bad. I think hindi malaki yung aeroplano na sinakyan natin.
Ang likot niya, Padpals.
Pero yun na nga, I think it's a medium-sized airplane.
Yeah, maliit siya talaga.
Maliit talaga, oo.
Kasi supposedly, parang, nag-splurge tayo dun sa comfort class. Wala siyang difference eh. Nasa unahan lang talaga tayo. Tsaka lounge access lang siya talaga eh. So,
pero laking tulong nung Mabuhay Lounge kasi medyo groggy ako.
Hindi, tsaka as in, yung type ng airplane na wala na siyang gate, diba, na i-connect pa.
Nag-bus tayo.
As in, nag-bus tapos akit. Yung door, yun na din yung stairs. Ganun siya. Maliit siya na plane. Yun.
Tapos, the flight was super quick lang. Mga 1 hour and 20.
Oh, ganun.
Hindi kasing bilis ng papunta sa Palawan.
Mas matagal pa pumunta from Manila to Tagaytay.
2 hours sa Tagaytay ngayon eh.
Mga 3.
Yun naman.
So,
yun. Tapos, when you land, you'll be greeted by the Basco Airport.
Yeah.
Na iba na yung architecture. Doon ako natutuwa. Kasi yung architecture ng Ivatan architecture, yun na rin yung makikita mo sa airport. Na yung malalaking bato na nakasimento dun sa wall. Tapos triangles. Lots of triangles and stone walls.
And very small airport. But very clean, organized, hindi
super
chaotic.
Super linis ng airport. Maganda.
But it's small.
It's small. Pero honestly, pumunta rin kasi ako sa Palawan last year. you'd be surprised ang gaganda na ng airport sa provinces natin.
Alam mo, sorry. I think, ano siya eh, shitty Filipino attitude lang siya na talagang gusto nating laitan yung sarili natin eh, di ba?
Hindi man, ano yan? Imperial Manila.
Laging thinking. Parang, ang pangit-pangit sa Manila. Ang pangit ng blah, blah, blah. Ang pangit sa Pilipinas. Lahat na lang pangit. Parang okay, hindi naman totoo yun necessarily.
Like, sino nagsasabi
may
nun?
May belief
though?
Talaga na pangit.
Or, sino nagsasabi nun?
Or parang ipiprep nila yung mga sarili nila. Oh my God, pupunta ako sa probinsya. For sure, pangit yung mga things dun. May ganun talaga eh.
Maka Manila mind yun. Manila
maybe
mindset.
It's our pop culture. It's our media. I don't know.
Pero yun na, ang gaganda na nung airports natin locally.
Yeah. And I think ano din siya, TikTok shit siya na parang
may mga nagre-reklamo ba sa TikTok about the airport?
Not necessarily Basco Airport, but ang dami yung parang, oh, sigip dito.
Pero ako, oh. When I saw the Basco Airport, medyo na-excite na ako kasi parang, whoa, iba. What architecture is this?
Oh, yeah. Pero sobra nating, ano, annoying na parang, may signal ba? May signal ba? Feel na feel. Na walang signal.
Pero yun, regarding signal,
recurring tanong siya, no?
2 days before we flew, boom, pumunta ako sa Makati Cinema Square to buy smart
sims
kasi for the
supposedly
both of us.
Based on our research, parang mas malakas daw yung signal ng smart.
Tapos nagbayad ako for 7 days na LTE.
Oo. Tinanong ko din yung travel advisor natin, si Miss Da. Sabi niya, mas malakas daw yung smart.
And yeah, nung nag-dual sim ako na smart, and ikaw rin, nakaka-post ako sa Instagram habang nasa van tayo.
Ay, actually, okay naman yung, okay naman.
Maski yung Smart and Globe pareho.
Oh, okay naman.
So, ito side question lang.
Mm.
Ano yung first impressions mo sa Batanes?
Ganda. Ang ganda-ganda. As in, it sounds so generic, pero ang ganda niya. Parang otherworldly. Almost like, paan linis, ang clear nung sky.
Walang pollution.
Oh. Tapos, I guess, it's not what other people popular opinion portray it to be na parang hindi mo gano'n kasi clouded, parang mga tanga yung mga tao. Alam mo yun, yung hindi, it is a small town. Diba parang dalawa lang yung bangko sa Bataan Island. Pero hindi siya, alam mo yun, hindi siya parang secluded area. Ganun.
Ako yung first impression ko, nagulat ako kasi pupunta rin naman ako sa probinsya, diba? Ito na siguro yung pinakamalinis na probinsya na nakita ko.
Malinis, no?
Na walang
sin malinis.
Walang usok, walang kalat. Ito, walang kalat sa daan. Tapos yung mga basura nila sobrang segregated.
Tsaka yung basurahan maayos.
Oh.
Tapos makikita mo yung mga tao parang kapag may nakita silang kalat, itatapon talaga nila.
Yung mga locals, they're called Ivatan. Mahilig sila maglinis. Palaging, marami ako nakikita na nagpupulot nga ng basura or nag...
Or they wanna keep everything clean.
Oo.
Bawal nga din yung single-use plastic.
Oh, galing.
As in, very, ano sila, very strict. Diba?
Kasi I've been to other provinces. Hindi ko na sasabihin kung ano. May mga ano pa rin, medyo may Manila vibes na rin na may mga basurahan.
For sure.
Maingay yung ano, yung tricycle, tapos mausok.
Oh.
May ganun din. Ito parang, wow. Ngayon lang ako nakakita ng ganun ka-pristine and...
Almost like Japan, diba?
Oo, actually.
As in, tsaka disiplinado sila in keeping it that way.
Pero ito rin yung one thing na na-realize ko upon landing na hindi sinabi sa akin ng kahit sino nakapunta na ron. Bilang it's in the northern tip of the Philippines, matirik yung araw.
Siyempre.
Malamig siya, yes. Mahangin siya. Pero at the same time, super liwanag niya na lang.
Super liwanag, oh.
Never pa ako nakakita ng ganun. Yung idea ko dati, gloomy siya na ano.
Kasi nga, ano, typhoons.
Typhoons, bagyo, ulan. Akala ko parang, ha, parang bagyo to. Pero hindi pala. Yung kinaibahan niya sa bagyo or... sa mga ibang napuntahan nating lugar. Kahit sa ano, sige, sabihin natin, Scottish Highlands. Na medyo gloomy, di ba? Maulan. Ito, pwede nga maulan, pero maliwanag.
Oo, maliwanag talaga. Bright ang sun.
So anyway.
Yes.
Now we go to the next question.
Okay.
Ito. Ano to? Anecdotal.
Okay.
So yung from the airport going to our hotel.
Oh.
May nakasama kaming fellow traveler.
Na ikaw sobrang, na lang magkwento.
Sobrang na-roll eyes mode kami ni CJ.
Actually, hindi. Sorry. Guys, alam nyo, mas windy yung Nasser. Ako kasi, it's early morning. Nag-conserve ako ng energy.
Ako rin naman.
Tapos parang, kasi pag conserving energy mode ako,
tahimik.
Wala akong paki... Yung annoying, ganon, yung I will not waste my energies.
Ako ginagano, kinakalabit na talaga kitang ganun. Tapos nag-aano na ako.
Si Winsy sa roll eyes talaga. Asar.
So anyway, on the way to the hotel, kasama namin yung...
May nakasabay
kami.
Hindi kasi exclusive yung hotel, yung airport transfer. So kumbaga, may kasabay tayong other guests ng hotel. Oh.
May nakasama kaming...
Sabi mo na, huwag ka na mag-mince ng words.
Galing Amerika.
Oh.
Na...
Senior citizen
na couple. Na siguro mga palagay natin mga 60 to 70.
Oh.
Tapos, oh my God, hindi ko kinaya. Non-stop yung ang aga-aga.
Ang daming tanong dun sa driver.
Tapos, pagdating dun sa hotel, ang dami pa ring tanong. Tapos, ito yung okay lang sana kasi nag-gets ko na parang, ah, baka lost sila or yun na nga seniors na sila. Nag-aabala sila. Pero, ito yung ayoko. Parang ang yabang nung pag-i-English niya. yung nagtatagalog na nga yung mga locals.
English pa ng English.
Tapos may vibe siya na parang, nakaangat ako ah kasi taga-Amerika kami. So parang, oh my God, kailan ito matatapos?
Tsaka yung mga tanong niya, actually, was like, yung mga tanong niya, were kind of annoying.
Yes.
Because, parang, in a way, parang in-exoticize niya yung Batanes. Or parang minamaliit niya ng slight na parang, is it like the States na may mga pedestrian crossing, ganyan? Parang, hello, i-Google mo. I guess my point is...
Ayoko yung mga tanong niya palagi. Is this like the States?
Oo. Tapos parang, una, pupunta ka, sana nag-Google ka, di ba? Di ba before ka pumunta sa isang lugar, may pre-game na yan. Dapat alam mo na muna kung ano yung pupuntahan mo, di ba?
Hindi ko kinaya talaga. Nag-walk, as in, general na nandun tayo sa lobby, nag-walk out ako, sabi ko, lalakad muna ako. Hindi ko kinaya.
Kasi, to be fair... Kasi, kumbaga, brief tayo eh. Sabay kaming mag-check-in eh. So, may parang sort of briefing yung hotel manager. So, parang imbis na maka-check-in na kami agad, dahil niya pang tanong concerning her own check-in lang. Like, kailan siya mag-check-out, what time yung check-out niya, ganyan-ganyan. Parang sana naging considerate na lang siya na pinauna na lang niya kami. Tanong pa ako, mauna na yung ibang
may
guests.
May vibe kasi itong lola na to na parang
entitled.
Nakaangat ako sa inyo kasi galing ako Amerika. I-Englishin ko kayo. Okay. You know those types? Yung
very
parang,
Karen.
Pagkabalik dito, parang, okay, I'm the king of the world na kasi nakapag-states na ako, hindi katulad nyo. Yung wala, yung parang serve me well because nagko-contribute ako sa economy nyo ah. And hindi na ako Pinoy. American citizen na ako. May ganung vibe. Anyway, so yun. Nega
tapos,
na.
Tapos yung asawa niya, parang hindi ka mag-intervene.
Exactly. Yung asawa niya nahihiya na sa kanya, pero hindi pa rin nag-intervene.
Anyway.
Nanonood lang. Anyway, enough of that.
Nag-rant lang si Wayne. Yun lang yung bad vibe sa whole trip.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile.
From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Next question. Ito, good vibes naman to. Because it's actually the highlight of my stay.
Okay.
The hotel that we stayed in, yung Fundacion Pasita.
Yes.
Owned by Pasita Abad's family.
Okay. Oh, what's the question?
What made you want this place?
Well, I have a friend na yung sommelier friend ko. Nag-post siya ng parang, as in post lang siya sa story niya.
Mm.
Tapos parang ako, wow, ganda. Tapos,
ano dun sa Fundacion Pasita rin to?
Oo. Tapos, tinanong ko siya parang, wow, ganda saan yan? Tapos sabi niya, nasa Batanes ako, ganyan. I'm developing the menu for this cafe. Yung cafe Dutukon, ganyan. So ako parang, wow. Tapos, nagsenda siya ng pictures nung mga, ano, nung...
Tapos nagandahan
ko. Nung hotel. Parang, wow, sobrang ganda. Na parang, kasi nga, yung mga tao at yung media, like the things that we know of Batanes, di ba parang stone houses na maliliit, tapos mga, alam mo yun, yung first image of like a far-flung island in your head ay walang ganun. Di ba? Ang hotel mo ay parang
office ng mayor.
Or parang
dormitory.
Transient house. Ganun. Tapos nung nakita ko parang, wow!
Gets.
Art! Tapos parang Pasita Abad pa. Parang hindi ko na connect.
Wait, to our listeners, can you refresh their minds on who Pasita Abad is?
So, si Pasita Abad ay isang painter. As in, super sikat niya even sa States, sa meron siya, pumunta siya mga Cambodia, Africa. As in, like, she traveled the whole world. So, si Pasita Abad, super sikat siyang artist. Yung style niya as in very eclectic.
Parang Yayo Kusama of the 60s, no? In the 70s.
Not to be corny, pero parang
malapit.
Mala-mala.
Na Pinoy Kusama for if you wanna be pop, diba?
Yes, yes. Pero your colors niya are more vibrant, more diverse. Kasi Kusama, usually black plus another color, diba? Or like, two colors usually si Yayo Kusama.
And she was also an activist.
No, but she was an activist first. So, si Pasita Abad, she really was a lawyer first. Kasi mga Abad clan yan eh. So, yung Abad clan, I think sila yung prominent clan sa Batanes.
Ivatan sila?
Yes, Ivatan sila. And then, lawyers yan. As in lawyers, I think some are doctors or politicians. Basta as in sila yung prominent. And si Pasita Abad, she was a lawyer. Maglo-law siya muna. And then she became an activist during the Marcos regime. Dictatorship. Tapos, I guess, na-threaten yung... I mean, you know how it is in the Marcos senior era. Diba? Na the activists, or lalo na kung parang medyo mayaman ka, diba? May influence ka. And you went against them. Mas in danger ka kasi... Yun. Kasi alam nila, influence mo. So, she had to go to the States. So, parang...
Para rin siyang si RJ Jacinto, no? Na
mala-mala.
Lumipad sa States nung Marcos.
Yes. So, lumipad siya sa States. Tapos, I think, instead of pursuing law, pursue na lang siya ng art. So, yun. Art. And, when she passed away...
It shows in the hotel, di ba?
Yes. And yung hotel natin, actually, it's really her home. It's really her house. And when she passed away, I think yung parents niya turned it into a hotel.
Wait, parents niya? Dapat patay na yung parents niya when she passed away?
Hindi. Parang...
What?
Nag-abot or tita.
Hindi siguro.
Maybe my history is wrong. Just verify it. Basta, basically, when she passed away, they converted her house into a hotel. Tapos, it's pricey. It is pricey. We will admit. But, if babasahin mo yung binabayad mo dun sa hotel. So, if you look at our receipts, yung pangalan ng business nila ay Batanes Social Enterprise. So, part of of yung binabayaran natin go to the ano funding ng college education of many Ivatans, especially yung mga gusto mag-arts. Pero so, ako parang sure take my money. Kasi ay maganda eh.
So, describe mo physically to our listeners yung Fundacion Pasita.
Well, they can go to my Instagram. I uploaded some photos.
Ako, ito yung pitch ko. Yung pitch ko.
Wait. Ako, what sold to me when I was reading the hotel descriptions, yung rooms. Actually, yung room photos nila sa website, do not do justice. Pero yung writing kasi dun, as in, yung bawat room, ang pipiliin mo lang parang, do you want a room with a balcony facing the Pacific Ocean? Or do you want a room facing the West Philippine Sea? Tapos ako parang any.
Magkakamukha naman kahit mga daga. Ano,
I just want to wake up. Imagine having your own private balcony. At pag gising mo, ang kaharap mo ay ocean.
Actually, ang kaharap mo ay yung dulo ng map ng Pilipinas.
At saka parang...
Naisip ko yung nandun tayo. Shit. Yung mga pinag-aralan ko mga mapa nung... sa Aralin Panlipunan, history. Parang shit, nandito ako sa dulo ng map diba? Ng Pilipinas. And yung pagkagising ko,
Pacific Ocean.
Nakita ko yung dulo ng map ng Philippines. As the northernmost tip of the Philippines.
I never thought in my life na makikita ko yung Pacific Ocean. Yun.
Grabe ka naman. Through the airplane.
Yes, pero yung makikita mo yung Pacific Ocean na horizon siya.
Ayun, no,
parang wow. Kumbaga, never ko yan
naisip. Edge of the world, no? You're literally on the edge of the world.
Hindi naman edge of the world, but the fact na, di ba parang when we were studying geography, like, ang laki ng Pacific Ocean eh, di ba? Parang,
medyo surreal.
I never really thought na makikita ko siya, ever. Like, in my head, okay, ang makikita ko lang sa lifetime ko ay ilog, ganyan. Lake, pond.
May ganong element ngayon.
I never really thought I'll see an ocean.
Yeah.
Yun. So, when we checked in our room, tapos takbo ko agad sa balcony.
So much water.
As in like, wow, Pacific Ocean. Ganon. So, super excited ako. As you walk dun sa parang walkway towards Cafe du Tocon to exit your hotel room, may mosaic, di ba? Na nakalagay Diyos Mamahes. Yun yung good morning or good day ng mga Ivatan. Ay, hindi. Salamat. Yun yung salamat nila. Yung other side, yung good morning. Yun.
Tapos ang masaya so, pa.
Beautiful.
Dun sa Cafe du Tocon, overlooking naman a hill full of cows.
Yes. Imagine mo, nagbe-breakfast ka, tapos yung view mo ay...
cows.
Ay green hills.
Pastures. Pastulan.
Green pastures. Tapos
kinakain mo corned beef.
Oo nga. So?
Oo nga. The circle of life.
Eh, tsaka nakikita mong masaya sila. Hindi sila... nasa cage. Diba?
Grass-fed. Free range.
Diba? Na parang nagtatakbuhan yung mga baka.
Ah, also, aside from, one side, you're surrounded by the sea, by the Pacific Ocean.
And then you have...
other side naman, you're surrounded by mountains, yes. Hills, with cows grazing the grass.
Yes, or goats.
Tapos, cows in some goats. Corners naman, mga patches ng gulay.
Yes.
Na... doon rin kinukuha yung produce para sa Cafe du Tocon. So, yeah. Yung kinakain mo, uy, galing sa garden.
As in, when you check out the menu of Cafe du Tocon, locally sourced,
tsaka malapit talaga.
Except probably the rice.
Ah, wala yun. Silang rice.
Yun.
So, even yung garnishings nung mga meals sila ron.
Sa garden nila.
Like yung blue, ano?
Blue pea. Butterfly pea.
Na garnishes. Galing yun sa ano na eh. Patches nila of farms.
Even yung tomato. Oh. Tsaka ano talaga, seasonal. Kunwari, yung jam with the bread.
Imbes
na strawberry jam, tomato jam. Ganun.
So next question ko.
Oh.
Name your two favorite sites.
Oh no.
Outside Fundacion Pasita. So, hindi na pwede sabihin yung... Fundacion Pasita. Okay, ako. So, aside from Fundacion Pasita, yung highlight ng tour.
Okay.
or nung stay natin ay, for me, is yung tinatawag na Deep Nai Sapuan Japanese Tunnels.
Okay.
So, ito
that's
super
the first
lapit.
Stop.
Yeah, the first stop. And ito yung nag-enjoy talaga ako kasi...
So, wait. Before you talk about it, we had a three-day tour.
Yes.
Yan. So, first day is North Bataan. Second is Sabtang Island. And then, third is South Bataan. So, basically, we explored Bataan Island. Yun yung main island nila. And then, Sabtang. Oh, anyway.
So, ako, yung first stop namin...
Sa North Bataan.
Oo. Yung Deep Nai Sapuan Japanese Tunnels. Ito yung...
Okay.
Sobrang na-enjoy ko talaga.
Because?
Kasi number one, CJ and I have never been inside the cave together. Ako, I have been.
It's not a cave, it's a tunnel.
Yan, isa pa yan. I've been in a cave, but I've never been in a tunnel excavated.
But we've been in a Sistine. Ano ni? Cistern.
Iba yan eh, underground well. Ito iba rin eh.
Yeah.
Kasi ito man-made, pero parang in-excavate nila yung bundok. So, yung experience namin is, yun, pumasok kami with our tour guide, si Kuya Mel. And sa tangkad ko.
Magkasing tangkad kayo halos si Kuya Mel.
Matatangkad ang mga ibatan. Kailangan kong yumuko.
Wow.
Tapos, these are tunnels na man-made nga, ginawa nung World War II.
Pinagawa ng mga Hapon sa ibatan.
Sa ibatan, oo. As a means of hiding, di ba?
Yeah.
For them to hide. Tapos, yun, sa ano lang kami ni CJ, the first corridor lang. Kasi madilim, may mga bats, malamig sa loob, madilim.
Oo.
Tapos, gusto ko pang ma-experience yung nasa pinakailalim.
Oh, so ako tap out.
So, nag-tap out na si CJ, hinatid na namin sa labas. Tapos, ayun, bumaba ako all the way down.
Yeah.
Na medyo matarik talaga. Tapos madilim pa. So, ayun. Medyo may experience naman ako sa how to go down.
Spelunking.
Yung I leaned against the wall. Tapos I bumaba ka sideways para hindi masira yung knees mo.
Okay.
And tinutulungan naman ako ng tour guide. Pero, yun. Parang experience talaga na, oh yeah, I'm doing something dangerous.
Pero doon mo makikita na parang sobrang pro ni Kuya Mel. Kasi, tayo, ano pa eh, bumili pa tayo ng hiking sandals. Hiking shoes, gano'n. Naka-hiking sandals tayo, handang-handa mag-hike. So si Kuya Mel, sobrang wow boat shoes.
Oo nga, parang, topsiders.
Tapos, mas magaling pa din siya eh, no?
Oo naman. Feeling ko Indiana Jones ako. Kasi, you know, World War II, tapos may mga, ano talaga? Parang mines nga siya eh, yung
dating. Yeah, yeah.
Na may mga bats, tapos, nakita ko yung hideouts ng mga Hapon. Super liit na ano lang. Parang kwarto na maliit lang talaga. Na hindi ka pwedeng tumayo. Nakayuko ka.
Oh.
Tapos yun, maglalakad ka in pitch darkness. May flashlight lang kami. Sumakit yung katawan ko after, most definitely. Pero...
Tsaka lumabas kang putik-putik eh.
Oh. I have never experienced anything like that.
Yeah.
That was the highlight. What was yours?
Dalawa naman, diba? So, corny. Pero, malamang gusto ko lahat, diba? But, for me, yung highlight is yung Sabtang Island talaga. Everything about it. Well, basic, simple lang naman yung...
So, nag-boat ride tayo going there.
So, we woke up really early to get the 6 a.m. boat. It was a 20-minute boat ride na sobrang, as in...
Scary?
Hindi siya para sa mahina ang loob. Kasi talagang, wow, waves. Tapos,
lakas
like,
ang alon.
Whoa, waves.
Pero yung bangka na yun, malaki parang maliit na vapor. Hindi siya yung...
Oo, hindi siya parang... Noong una, akala ko parang ano lang tayo, sampu, ganun. Hindi. As in like, 130 passengers. With
like a small...
Vapor nga. Maliit siyang vapor, ganun. Tapos... Yun, so 20-minute boat ride. Pero you can see the waves coming at you. So, as in, uminom ako ng Cirque. Bilang may vertigo ako, preventative, uminom na ako ng Cirque. Nakatulong yung Cirque. So, yun, as in, tibay ko eh. So, yun, we went to the Chamantad Tinian viewpoint. So, basically, umakyat muna tayo. dun sa viewpoint na yun. And it's overlooking a cove. So imagine nyo, hills na i-hike mo, pababa, pataas, pababa, pataas. As in like, hills. Pero, when you go on top of the hill, makikita mo talaga cove, as in beach. Mm. Tas, as in, I think ocean na yun.
Tapos iba na yung kulay ng tubig.
As in like, agad talaga, as in magical. Magical siya na. I think you and Kuya Mel went farther.
Mm-hmm.
Dun sa parang dulo pa. Pero ako, parang nag-stay lang ako dun sa parang lowest part of the hill. And I sat down. Tapos, as in, feel ko lang yung hangin. Sobrang saya.
I have to share this to the pod pals. Nabilib ako sa'yo nun kasi I know you have a fear of heights.
Yes, I do.
And inaakay ka ni Kuya Mel throughout.
Oh.
How did you overcome your fear of heights? Kasi sinabi mo, nanginginig ka raw eh.
I didn't overcome. As in, wala, natatakot. Hindi, actually, natatakot lang ako sa heights itself. Like, yung...
Kumahulog ka.
Oo. Or seeing how high you are already.
Well, siguro mga 100 feet na tayo.
Kasi saan? Taas eh. Tapos, kasi informal yung walkway eh, di ba? As in, ano lang siya eh. Parang napatag na part lang talaga ng hill. Hindi, wala siyang parang, kasi, okay, compare mo siya sa Seven Sisters or compare mo sa Highlands. Na, as in, built yung walkways. Ito talaga, as in like,
parang pastulan lang ng baka talaga.
Oo. Kasi if you feel mo lang talaga kung flat ba to, sige, aapakan ko. Ganun siya. So si Kuya Mel, hinahayaan naman niya ako maglakad on my own. Pero nandun siya sa likod ko. Minsan nahawakan niya lang yung arm ko or siko ko just to let me know na nandun siya sa likod ko.
Pero yung isang commonality, yung isang hindi ko nasahang makikita ko.
Oo.
Yung sobrang mataas na tall grass. Tapos inilipad ng hangin. Tapos nagmukha siyang sea.
Oo. Na may waves na.
Na may waves na yung grass. Parang.
Yeah. Sobrang ganda.
Tapos may cows. Parang wow.
Tapos yun. Tapos makikita mo may cow from like maybe 6 feet.
Na-overdose na nga tayo sa mga sighting ng cows. Eh.
Yeah, kasi like, kasi agad ah. Agad na Sabtang Island Cove na yun. And I kind of enjoyed the, kasi syempre tourist spot siya. So, may mga little huts ng parang doon ka magpapahinga. Hindi siya tourist trap. Alam mo yun, yung sasabihin talaga ng tendera sa'yo. Oh, sige, umupo ka muna. Ito yung gusto mo ng tubo tea.
Tubo free, is...
Free. So, sasabihin niya, libre to. Yung, alam mong, honest
hindi pera-pera.
Oo, hindi siya.
What is tubo muna?
It's
I think
a,
it's a root.
Hindi, it's a fern.
Fern.
Tamo. It's a fern that ano siya, endemic siya sa Batanes. Tubho, as in T-U-B-H-O. So, fern siya na tumutubo sa, dun sa cliffs, dun sa mountainside. Tapos, medyo kamukha siya ng makahiya. Pero mas malaki. So, fern siya talaga. So, they dry that. And then, yung dried tubho, ilalaga nila yun. Tapos, dating, yun yung they would drink as coffee in the morning, no? Kasi syempre, hindi naman sila, mag-i-import ka ng coffee eh. Wala namang coffee farms dun. So,
tapos kung inumin mo yun, parang energized ka.
Sarap eh, no? Sarap niya eh. Yun. Anyway.
So anyway, okay. My second,
highlight.
Ito maganda rin kasi may anecdote ako.
Okay.
This is the Chawa View Deck.
This is in the third day.
Ito naman.
South Bataan.
Ito, hindi pa akyat, pababa. Overlooking a lagoon, a blue lagoon.
Yes.
Parang and ito, may stairs naman.
Sobrang blue. Dark blue. So, ibig sabihin, sobrang deep.
Pero it's the steepest daw.
Yeah, it is. Ang deep niya kasi dark blue eh. Kasi
so it's,
like
it's,
the other coves, aqua pa eh. Ito, dark blue.
So basically,
blue.
It's a staircase against a cliff face.
Yes.
Nabababa ka.
Rock formations.
Oh, na medyo with caution. Kasi matarik talaga.
Did you go down with caution?
Yes. Hindi naman ako, buhay pa ako ngayon.
Okay.
At kasama ko naman si Kuya Mel. So, bumaba kami.
Actually, hindi. Una, sinasamahan niya ako sa view deck. Tapos nakita niya bumababa. Sabi niya, ay ma'am, teka lang, sasamahan ko lang si sir.
So, bumaba kami. I saw the cove and I saw the lagoon. First time ko nakakita sa buong talambuhay ko ng lagoon. Ang lagoon pala is a deep hole in a... It's a cave under the sea.
Yes.
So parang yung nakakita ko, oh my God, wow. Tapos ibang kulay na naman yung tubig. Tapos umupo-upo muna ako ron. Tapos umakyat na ulit kami. Matarik talaga yung stairs.
Yes.
Tapos nagkaroon ako ng...
altitude
headache for the first time ever in my life. Na akala ko anxiety attack, hindi naman kasi yung ulo ko lang yung masakit. Hindi masakit yung chest ko, hindi ako nanginginig.
So nagpahatid
na ako sa hotel.
Okay.
Kasi ang nangyari pala nun, dapat mabagal yung akyat mo sa stairs.
Yes.
As in super bagal kasi nag-a-adjust yung katawan mo sa altitude na ganun ka tarik at ganun kataas.
Yes.
So, to those who are going to Batanes and medyo adventurous, may adventurous streak kayo like me, bagalan nyo pala yung pag-akyat at
bilis
pagbaba.
Bilis niya. Parang, okay, I panicked for you for a bit.
So, yun. Chawa view deck. Hindi, okay naman ako eh. So, ang ginawa ko lang after my altitude headache ay wala. Uminom ng maraming tubig at humiga.
Yeah.
At nawala na siya after 3 hours, 4 hours. Pero super sakit pala talaga nung feeling na yun sa
eh kasi basically
skull.
Wala kang oxygen.
Uh-huh.
Yun.
O ikaw.
So, this is the same day that you, ito yung na-miss out mo.
Uh-huh.
So, after namin ihatid si Wincy sa hotel, tinuloy ko. So, ikaw, sige, tutuloy ko, ano,
andiyan na ka
na. Sir Mel, andito na ako eh. So, dito sinute most of the scenes sa one of my favorite movies, Hihintayin Kita sa Langit.
Starring?
Don Zulueta and Richard Gomez. So, yun yung alapad rock formation. So, may rock formation and then sa tabi nun may hills. Tapos, wala na masyado signal. As in, sabi nga ni Kuya Mel, parang walang signal kasi nahaharang ng mga rock formation.
Whoa!
Yun, so, as in, yun ano lang, as in gentle slope and then we went to the highest point of the I think, well, hill.
Hindi ka natakot?
Hindi. Kasi gentle siya eh. Tapos, wala, sabi lang ni, tapos parang may cove pa overlooking the beach. Ang daming coves. Pero ito unique. Parang,
what made it unique?
I guess kasi hindi ganun kalakas yung hangin. So, mas peaceful.
Oh, okay.
Basta mas calm. Tapos,
yung hangin ba na sinasabi mo for our dear listeners? Ito yung hangin na napapatumba ka?
Yung mararamdaman mong medyo natatake yung body mo, di ba? Kasi sa Sabtang, ganun. Even yung sa north, yung sa rolling hills. Ganun. Pero ito, calm yung breeze. Tapos, there's something really nice to look at dun sa rock formation. Na parang J.M.W. Turner painting na as in, napafascinate kasi ako sa itsura nung waves na bumabangga sa bato.
Actually, ang ganda.
Ang ganda-ganda-ganda niya tingnan. So, siguro I spent like maybe 15 minutes na nakatambay lang dun. Tapos, kung anong post na yung pinapapost sa akin ni Kuya Mel. But, sabi ko, can I just have like a few moments? Tapos, wala. As in, I just took it all in. Ang peaceful. Tapos, sarap mag-meditate. Ganun.
Nag-meditate ka?
I mean, like, yung wala kang inisip, enough mo yung mind.
Sarap naman.
Sarap. Yun.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Next question.
Oh.
Describe the food there. Name what was your favorite dish.
Oh, ano na lang? Favorite dish?
Ako, sige. Oh, general food lang. Ako, it's very fresh.
Oh.
Free range yung meats and yung fish. Hindi to nasa aquarium or sa cage.
Oh.
Malalasahan mo talaga. And ayun, parang maaalala mo na nasa probinsya ka. Kasi parang, uy, shit, ang sariwa ng mga lasa nung kinakain natin. My favorite dish is the arroyo cream pasta.
Of Cafe de Tocon.
Tatlong beses ko in order. So, arroyo is their...
It's dried mahi-mahi.
Yeah, dried mahi-mahi. Na parang sikat na fish nila dun, di ba?
Parang tinapa.
Oo, so ibang klase yung texture. Parang matigas, pero malinamnam.
Kasi hindi yung super alat.
Oo.
Pero medyo smoky yung flavor.
Oo. Tapos, linagay pa siya with rigatoni pasta and parang carbonara cream and olive oil. Parang super sarap.
Kaya ni Winzy.
So, ako naman, basta, you know me, so, pasta and fish.
Pero I think specialty siya ng Cafe de Tocon. Yeah.
Hindi, pero yung arroyo nga, it's a really popular fish dun sa Batanes.
Yeah. Delicacy siya.
Delicacy.
Dried arroyo.
And ito rin, singit. Ito, medyo pasalubong...
Ano? Ay, nako.
Pasalubong delicacy
na. May anekdoto ko dyan. Oh.
Seaweeds.
Yung seaweed
chips. Fried seaweeds.
Oo.
So, meron silang flavor na sour cream. As in, papasalubong ko dapat sa family ko.
Dapat pasalubong ni Wincy. Bumili siyang madami. Tapos naubos niya.
Tapos sobrang sarap, kinain ko rin
lahat. Kinain niya lahat.
Until nagpabili ulit.
Oh, nagpabili na lang siya. Tapos so, sinegregate ko na. As in like, sineparate ko na where he won't see it.
So, parang seaweed siya na fried na may kasamang flour. Pero kung
deep fried.
Deep fried.
Parang tempura.
Parang tempura freaks. Tapos, binudbura ng sour cream onion
flavor
na parang
so, yung masaya.
Galing sa, ano, potato corner. Tapos, ang sarap ng texture.
Yun.
Sayang crunchy na seaweeds. So, yun. Ikaw?
Ako, favorite ko yung payi. As in, payi. Basta, it's iba than lobster. Actually, favorite ko talaga yung Sabtang trip. Kasi, doon sa Sabtang, yun yung favorite ko ding kinainan natin. Yun, tsaka Cafe de Tocon, actually.
Tapos, yung rice nila is turmeric rice.
Madalas turmeric rice. Yellow rice. Sa atin. Pero ito kasi, ang ganda nung vibe nung kinainan natin. Kasi, by the beach siya. Tapos, para siyang karinderya na malaki.
Oo.
Tapos, yung aesthetic na ano, yung parang linoleum or vinyl tablecloth na parang checkered, tapos may fruits and flowers. Uh-oh. Like, that whole
karinderya
vibe.
Karinderya style nga.
Pero nung sinerve nila sa dahon, yung Ivatan lobster, sobrang sarap niya. As in like, malalasahan mo na it was cooked in butter, garlic, and shallots. Tapos sobrang sarap. As in, perfect. As in, ang sarap niya.
So for those pod pals...
Mahilig pa naman ako sa shrimp, sa lobster. Ganun.
Oo nga. So, if you're a seafood lover like us, Batanes is ano.
Oh.
Pero aside from the seafood, of course, yung beef nila.
Yung mga beef. Hindi, actually, ito hindi na siya highlighter, hindi siya favorite. Pero, like yung, na-miss out na tong lunch na to eh, yung lunch of 30. So, parang, on a hill siya. Parang nag-restaurant, i-restaurant siya. But, tapos paglabas mo dun sa restaurant, hill na.
Ganda naman.
So, parang, ano, 2-in-1 yung spot. So, sabi ko kay Kuya Mel, tapos na ako. Niya ama, merong view pupuntahan natin. So, pagkakita ko, as in like hills, tapos grabe, sobrang daming cow. So, nag-joke ako na parang, yung lunch ko si Kuya Mel, beef steak, paano yun? Sabi niya, sila. Sila yung mga ano, beef. So, ako, okay. That was funny.
Although, yun. See, let's talk about the beef for a second. Ang sarap nga nung, one of the best beef na nakain ko in my life
sa Batanes.
Is from Batanes. Oh. Kasi, ang lambot, ang tender, tapos, yung feeling na it slides off the bone.
Oh, well, some will argue sa pagkakaluto yun. Pero kasi, parang, I think I watched this, somebody feed Phil yata, or basta some docu about steak.
Mm.
Na, syempre diba parang, some will argue na cruel yun, di ba? Kasi ibubutcher mo yung cow, ganun. Mm. Parang some argue na eating it with so much respect is not violent naman. Na parang if you know na raised in a in a free range environment, masaya yung cow. Mm. Basically, masaya siya. Nabuhay siya with respect. Ganun. Parang okay lang. Ganun. Parang ganun yung lasa ng beef sa ano eh, Batanes.
Parang masaya na matay yung cow, no?
Parang masaya naman yung buhay niya.
Oo.
And then, tsaka kasi, ma-assure ka na, like, from the most premium, like, Cafe du Tucon, to the, yung mga karinderia style, ano, consistent yung sinasabi nila na twice a week lang yung pagkatay ng beef. So, hindi siya as fast, hindi siya as...
Hindi siya as industrial.
Industrial. So, you are assured na hindi cruel. And even yung, di ba, I wanted to order a steak. Tapos sabi niya, ay ma'am, ubos na. Next week na yung, ano, next supply. So parang, hindi nila pinipilit. Yun. Yun lang.
So ito, mas ikaw sumagot nito. Kasi mas nakasama mo siya more. A few words about our tour guide, si Kuya Mel. Interesting Kuya Mel. Siya na ano eh. Interesting sure. Siya na tour guide.
I think parang siyang manic pixie dream boy. Ganon. Like, di ba parang bawat...
Dami niyang kwento.
Dami niyang kwento. Tapos ang dami niyang naging trabaho.
Parang siyang Wes Anderson character na may montage.
Ang dami niya talaga
kasi naging
trabaho.
Baker siya.
Una, as in, nung una, sabi, well, una, tour guide siya. Pangalawa, boatman. Tapos, gumagawa din siya ng boats. Hindi lang boatman.
Lay minister din siya.
Lay minister din siya sa San Juan. Yung isang barangay in between, I think, Basco and Ivana. Yun. Tapos, lay minister siya. Tapos, nag-jeepney driver din daw siya, diba? Tapos, naging baker pa siya. And then, ano pa ba yung isa niyang... Tapos, yun nga, nag-assist din siya sa mga shoots pag may mag-shoot sa Batanes. So, sobrang dami niya talaga trabaho. Ano niya experience?
At tour guide pa siya.
Tour guide pa siya. But I think, yung pinaka-fun part kay Sir Mel ay, when we were in, I guess, isa pa din sa nagpa-memorable sa akin dun sa hihintayin kita sa Langit Cliff, ay dun niya kwento sa akin. Pinakita niya, sabi niya, tingnan mo, ma'am, yung shorelines. Nalulungkot ako kasi madaming mga plastic waste. Tapos sabi niya, head ako nung community cleanup. Ano, sin vice president daw siya nung community cleanup ng shores. So, tinanong ko siya na, ano ba yung, tayo ba yan? Or, tourist po ba yung may kasalanan ng mga yan? Niya, hindi. Pag titignan mo yung nililinis namin, iba na yung language. So, talagang inaano from other
Taiwan.
Countries. Taiwan, Vietnam.
Mga chichiria sa Taiwan. Oh, or sa
as in, mga plastics nila. So, pero diba, parang, namin niya nang, parang, I think what's fascinating about Kuya Mel is yung sense niya of community. Kasi kunwari, nung dinala niya ako sa simbahan ng Ivana, pinakita niya sa akin yung ruins ng old church. Tapos parang nagkikwento na siya na actually, ano, parang ang dream ko, mapatayo to into like a smaller chapel, ganun, ganun. As in talagang mararamdaman mo he cares about his community. Ayun, tapos ang dami yung trivia. I mean, hindi siya yung usual tour guide eh. Diba? I think alam niya nang may mga bagay na mag-google na natin eh. Hindi niya nasasabihin yung mga mag-google mo. Magkikwento na siya ng personal experience.
Gaganda nga yung mga kwento niya.
Tapos kunikwento. Tapos, I particularly like the conversations na while kunikwento niya yung ganda ng Batanes, tinatanong ko siya ng history eh, na parang o yung tunnel ginawa ng mga Hapon. Kung may sinaktan bang mga Ivatan sa paggawa nun.
Oh.
Tapos parang sabi niya, wala naman, ganyan. Sabi ko, ever ba since laging unang ina-attack yung Batanes eh. As in, doon una pumunta yung mga Hapon. Doon din nag-land yung mga ano. May mga Kastila din, di ba, na nag-occupy ng Batanes. Parang lagi lang silang na-occupy. Hindi sila nagre-resist. Ang babait talaga ng Ivatan. So, tinatanong ko na, meron bang mga rebels na Ivatan, ganyan? Sabi niya, meron naman, may mga guerrilla, tapos yung lolo niya, guerrilla. Tapos, nagkikwento siya nung, yung medyo mas rebellious side ng Ivatans. Kinikwento niya yung leader ng Sabtang Island na di ba, binehead kasi pinagtanggol yung mga katribo niya. Mga ganun. That's what fascinated me more. Na parang, okay, while mababait yung Ivatan at welcoming sila, siguro 90%, may 10% na ano mo yun, pinagtatanggol talaga yun. Hmm. Yung ano,
so anyway, group
nila. Anyway.
Next question, ito medyo pop.
Okay.
For our pod pals.
Okay.
What movie or TV show did the landscapes of Batanes remind you of?
Remind me of? O sige, ikaw na lang
muna. Ako muna. Ako naalala ko sa kanya actually.
Oh.
Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Oh. Kung saan pumunta si Rey.
Yes. Kung saan niya binaling ang lightsaber ni Luke Skywalker.
Uh-oh.
Yun. If you want.
Actually, naman, yung mapinuntahan mong cave, medyo ganun nga.
Oo nga, kaya. Oh. Tsaka yung mga pinuntahan nating mga hills. Parang, yes. Kung Star Wars fan kayo, tapos,
grabe.
Gusto nyo makita yon locally. In a local setting.
Oo.
Punta kayong Batanes. Kasi honestly, ito, actually, pwede siyang maging science fiction location. Ganun siya ka mystical and otherworldly.
Oh, otherworldly siya talaga.
Parang, kung hindi sci-fi, pwedeng fantasy rin. Parang kulang na lang lumabas si Gandalf.
Medieval fantasy.
Ayun, actually, parang
Game
may...
Game of Thrones, ganun.
May pagka New Zealand din siya.
Or Croatia.
Oo.
Or Scotland. As in, may ganun siyang feel.
Mystical nga.
Oo, mystical siya.
Ikaw?
Kasi actually, ang strange kasi ng Batanes, how they tell us about it, diba? Parang laging Batanes ay yung stone houses, tapos...
Bagyo.
Oh, bagyo, yung maliliit nga na house, tsaka yung kogon na
bubong.
Na bubong, na hat, tsaka na jacket, ganun eh. Pero,
namukhang Lord of the Rings.
Isa lang is the Shire.
The Shire.
Pero parang, isa lang yun eh. Isa lang yun sa Batanes.
Oo naman.
But what reminded me, or what it reminds me,
White Lotus.
Oo, kasi nanonood talaga ako.
Ah, okay.
Like, yung pag nagpapahinga na tayo, so, kasi by 5 p.m. parang wala nang gagawin eh, di ba? Magdi-dinner ka na lang eh. Pag dumilim talaga, wala na. Kasi wala na yung view eh. So, manonood ako White Lotus. It kind of felt like White Lotus 2. Like, it's Sicily. I mean, mas may architecture sa Sicily. Pero yung feeling na, kasi ang daming cutaway sa White Lotus na ocean, waves, horizons na picturesque. So, it kind of reminded me of White Lotus. Yung feeling ah. Pero yung view, parang mas ano talaga siya eh. Mas Scottish Highlands. Or Sussex, Seven Sisters. So, you'd feel like, para kang,
yun. Skyfall.
Oo, Skyfall.
Harry Potter.
May ganun siyang vibe. Tsaka, and of course, kasi nga, fan ako ng Hihintayin Ka sa Langit. It never occurred, kasi hindi naman sinabi sa Hihintayin Kita sa Langit eh. Pero kung nakapunta ka na dun, malalaman mong Batanes siya. Like, nirewatch ko yung Hihintayin Kita sa Langit after our Batanes trip. Na parang, oo nga, ito nga yun.
Yung feel?
Hindi yung feel. As in, like, makikita mo yung rock formation, yung shape, no? I think sa dami ng hills na pinuntahan natin, I can tell them apart.
Eh, ano naman yung hills eh? Parang hindi naman magkakamukha eh.
Hindi, pero you can, I can tell them apart. Oh. Ayun.
Okay, game. So, ito na insights na tayo.
Oh, patapos na ba tayo?
Oh.
Okay.
Insights about provincial living versus city living after your trip. Are you a city girl or a country girl?
Alam mo, ultimately, city girl ako through and through. Like, nami-miss ko pa din yung...
Internet.
Hindi. It was a nice break.
Oh.
Yung fact na pahirapan manood ng TikTok. Diba? Na parang you would choose to read their book. Ano eh, diba? Read the book overlooking the Pacific Ocean. Like, Yay. Pero, I mean, I respect na by 7 p.m. nga, wala ka nang magagawa. Pero... I can only do that maybe for a week.
So, hinahanap mo yung chaos, yung...
Hindi yung chaos, yung convenience na may mga 24-hour...
May mini-stop.
...things that you can do. I guess kasi yung difference ng city life tsaka ng provincial life. Yung provincial life, talagang community-driven yung schedule mo. Like, you will live almost like the rest of your community, diba?
Tsaka hindi ka pwedeng maging nila as individualistic, no? Yun na-realize, yes. No?
Yun. As in,
kailangan you have to move with the community.
Oo, ganun siya. The lifestyle, the community lifestyle dictates your lifestyle. Kasi dito, kung city, parang medyo...
Matulog kayo dyan, ako magti-tiktok ako hanggang 5 a.m.
Yun. So medyo, syempre, struggle siya to me. Like, while I respect that, I kind of need my customized lifestyle.
Kaya na-realize ko, tayong dalawa.
Mm.
Yun yung napansin ko sa Batanes na yung sense of community.
Yes.
Na tayong dalawa, kung ilagay mo sa setting na yun, medyo individualistic pala tayo.
Super.
Or super in touch tayo with our individuality. Na ako rin, kung tumira ako sa probinsya, baka hindi ko kayanin kasi mas mahalaga sa akin yung individuality ko kesa sa community. Asama pakinggan pero...
Selfish po.
Hindi
selfish
naman.
Selfish po siya.
Mas mahalaga yung individuality ko sa akin.
Oo. I guess... Kung wala namang choice, di ba? Parang, I'm sure I will find some meaning. If
and I'm sure
I'll
meron rin naman silang,
there.
Ano, meron silang time of the day where they can be themselves din naman.
Oo naman. Pero, yun nga, parang, I guess sabi ko nga sa'yo, yung na-feel ko sa Batanes, parang...
Ako bumaba yung blood pressure ko. Kumbaga ko 120 over 80 ang regular. Para naging 110 over 70. Ganon ka-chill.
Ito, kasi talagang na-realize, oh, putya yung talent ko dito. Di nila kailangan. Like, walang may kailangan ng ano marketing insights dito. Walang may kailangan ng mga advertising lines dito.
Kailangan doon magaling ka mangisda.
Oo, like, wala. Wala akong kwenta dito.
Mga baboy.
Oo.
Baboy at ano, baka.
Like, hindi magpa-fly. Like, okay. May time na sinasabi ni Kuya Mel, sabi niya, okay ma'am, ano po, wala na po tayo sa Basco, nasa Ivana na po. Sa utak ko, parang gusto ko sabihin, oo nga, Kuya, Ivana. Parang na-realize ko, okay, hindi bibenta yung mga witty shit mo, or like,
Advertising shit.
Advertising shit mo. Alam mo, I felt like, okay, wala silang gamit sa akin dito. Kung mas-stuck ako dito, eventually, like...
Magiging iba ka ng tao talaga.
Oo, yun. So, yung city, yung relevance ko sa buhay ko ngayon, wala siyang kwenta dun. yun.
Gets. Ako naman, naisip ko rin na parang ako, I'm more in tune with nature than you are. Mas mahilig ako ng outdoors. Mahilig ako ng...
Ano?
Beach and the mountains more than you. Pero na-realize ko.
Oh.
Eventually, kung matagal ka sa isang probinsya, mamimiss mo rin pala yung city life.
Oo naman. Especially kasi sanay tayo dun sa grind. Sanay tayo dun sa speed.
Oh.
So, yung slowdown was a good slowdown. Pero hahanapin mo yun. It
pero
feels
yun
temporary.
Until now,
yun.
Until now, you've only arrived for three days.
Oh. Slow ka pa
since
din.
Since this recording, ang bagal ko gumalaw.
No.
But after getting accustomed to the rhythms
ako,
of Batanes.
Ako, ang aga ko matulog ulit.
So, ako rin. Ako nga 9 eh.
Nakorrect yung bedtime ko. Kasi sa Batanes, yung bedtime ko, di ba tulog ako by 10 p.m. What the hell? Yun, tapos gigising ako 7. Parang wala pang alarm yun ah.
Mm.
So parang, what's happening to me? So ngayon, imbis na 4 a.m. ako natutulog, nagiging 1 a.m. As in like, wow.
Pwede na.
Maaga pa din ako matulog ah. Ayun.
So last question.
Oh.
What's your final insight about the Philippines after visiting Batanes?
Leading kumbaga, naman yung ano mo eh.
Ha?
Leading naman yung tanong mo eh.
Oh, ako sasagot na muna.
Oh.
Well, ako to quote Gideon Lasco's book.
Okay.
The Philippines is not a small country. The Philippines is not Manila.
Oo, yun.
And, ang dami pa palang texture sa Pilipinas and lifestyles na hindi natin alam. So, ang insight ko lang is, stop being Manila-centric.
Yes.
Or, yung mga malalapit na mga probinsya sa Manila na ayun, Cavite, Laguna. Hindi pa yun ang Pilipinas. Ang laki pa pala ng Pilipinas, there's so much to discover. And isa pa,
Oh.
Yung sinasabi na natin na ang pangit dito sa Pilipinas.
Ayan, hate ko talaga. Alam mo, pag may narinig pa akong
sasaksak mo yung Batanes sa mukha
westernized
nila.
Westernized.
Manilenyo.
Pseudo-activist Manilenyo. Sabi, ang pangit-pangit sa Pilipinas talaga. Aalis na ako. Pupunta na akong some western country. Canada, whatever. Yung mga ganun. Parang, pumunta ka na lang mo ng Batanes. Try mo lang. Like, quit whining, okay? Maganda yung Pilipinas.
And, kaya ko yun, narealize ko, baka pangit yung Manila, maganda yung Pilipinas.
Ako maganda yung Pilipinas.
Tsaka isa pa, sorry.
Oh.
Yung mga, yun nga, yung mga Star Wars na ganyan, parang shit, gusto ko makapunta dyan sa Star Wars, sa Star Wars na Acto Island ni Luke Skywalker. Parang gusto ko sabihin, meron tayo dyan dito.
Oo.
Meron tayo niyan dito.
Tsaka parang, sabi talagang overlooked nung ganda ng Pilipinas eh.
Pero and, which you like, sabi mo. Kasi ayaw mo rin siya maging parang Statue of Liberty yeah. or Grand Canyon na dinudumog ng tourists, diba?
Pero, actually, another insight na related dyan. Makikita mo din, kasi sasabihin ko sana na maganda yung Pilipinas, but okay, imperfect yung government. Diba? Marami talagang pwedeng ayusin sa system natin. And madaming nangyayaring nakakagalit, di ba? Pero alam mo, nakita ko dun sa Batanes is how a small ano ba, region can function if gusto nila yung government nila.
And yun yung mga iba. Diba? Yung Ivatan, they love their government.
Yes, as in,
kwento
tsaka,
mo yung
tsaka
ano,
may
yung
identity sila, Ivatan ako. Ganon, di ba?
Tsaka di ba kung magkasakit sila?
Ayun, yung kwento ni Kuya Mel, yung healthcare nila free. So, they know that their taxes go there. Kasi yung rep nila, yung congressman nila, I think is a doctor. So, tumakbo lang siya to serve the ano, ni country, the region. As in, nung nag-COVID daw, imbis na nag-stay siya sa Manila to do congress stuff, para sabi niya, ah, may Zoom na naman eh, makaka-Zoom naman ako from Batanes. I'll use the other times na, hindi naman everyday may session, di ba? Or hindi naman super haba ng sessions. So after his congress sessions daw, magjo-duty siya dun sa hospital.
Galing!
Ganun. So parang, sigurado ni Kuya Mel na basta Ivatan, kunwari Ivatan ka na nasa Manila, sinugod ka sa hospital, meron silang identification na pag nalaman na Ivatan ka, pag tinawagan yung healthcare service na yun, yung may budget, tapos yun yung ibabayad.
Ah, damn.
As in,
anywhere you are in the Philippines.
Basta Ivatan ka. Anywhere you are, as an Ivatan, or if you happen to be in Batanes, regardless whether Ivatan ka or hindi. Kunwari.
Tayo?
Oo, kunwari may nangyari sa atin. Pwedeng free.
Ang galing.
Yun. Tapos, yun nga, yung mga, yung lahat talaga nag-follow nung, oh, walang magsi-single-use plastic. Lahat susunod.
Actually, yung isa pa na-realize ko, sorry, before you say yours.
Oh.
A region that remote can innovate with their governance
yes.
dahil malayo sila sa central governance.
Yeah.
Bilang malayo sila sa Malacanang.
Tsaka maliit kasi, 18,000 lang yata sila.
Ang dami nilang programs na ang creative.
Oh.
And at the same time, mas makaka-build ka pala ng community kung malayo ka sa mga sa central political system ng Pilipinas.
Eh, tsaka maliit sila. Parang, kumbaga, okay na yan. Sige, gawin nyo na yung gusto nyo. Ganun. And,
sa'yo?
Another realization. Syempre, dalawa pala yung realization. Another realization, hindi realization, more like, i-share ko yung insight ni Kuya Mel. I guess, part of me, or maybe you, 'di ba na gusto mo i-gatekeep 'di ba yung Batanes kasi wow unique 'di ba hindi siya as popular but I think well wag nating i-gatekeep yung Batanes kasi kwento din ni Kuya Mel na yung tourism helps a lot sa industry sa economy nila na syempre of course ayaw mo na sobrang madami na
Boracay levels.
Na magiging madumi or magiging sloppy or... Eh, syempre, diba, pag dumami yung tourists or mas accessible siya, syempre hindi naman lahat yan disciplined. Diba? Mas mahirap i-manage. But I guess if their tourism can help a little bit of boosting. Kasi when we ask, diba, yung flights, parang bakit PAL lang? Tapos kunento niya na, diba, noon naman may ibang flight operators. Pero nung nag-pandemic, nag-iba siya talaga. As in, ngayon PAL lang. So, basically, yung point ni Kuya Mel ay, while they farm, they nagpapastol sila, diba, naming ang cows. Tapos, may fishermen. Yung ang daming pagkukuhaan ng resources. Parang hindi din nila ma-afford yun on their own nang sila-sila lang.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi niya, kung may turista, yung mga mangingisda, mas marami silang kitain. Or yung mga
tama.
May cows, yung mga pastol, di mas marami silang kikitain kasi may magkoconsume. So, I guess kailangan nila ng healthy boost of tourists. Yun. So, I encourage you na if you can afford, edi instead of splurging, I don't know, sorry ah, imbis na pumunta ng Hong Kong, parang pata na lang akong Batanes.
Mm.
But then again, iba naman, I mean, I think some people, like most people go to Hong Kong to shop and like, you know, I don't know. But for me, yung cost of going to Hong Kong is almost the same. Mm. And actually, mas mahal yun sa Batanes. But if you can save up and go to Batanes, please go. Yun.
Ako kasi off the beaten path siya ng konti. And
yes.
Oh. In a way, mayayabang mo ng konti. I've been to a place no, not a lot of people have been to.
But I wish a lot of more Filipinos should visit
Batanes. I'm just saying ito lang.
Oh.
Yung mga makikita mo sa Hong Kong or Singapore, parang makikita mo na rin ang
slightly sa BGC. Na, sa BGC.
Oh. Oh. Hindi, totoo naman eh.
Oh.
Pero yung mga sites na makikita mo sa Batanes.
Oo eh. Doon mo lang makikita.
Feeling ko nga kung nasa hospital bed ka na, mamamatay ka na, magpa-flashback ka ng konti, ay, nakapunta akong Batanes. Di ba? May ganung sense eh. Na
hindi parang, mo naman sabihin, ay, nakapunta ako sa Chimsha, ano? Chimsha Chui.
Oo, oh, hindi pwede rin naman.
Kung talaga, magpa-flash sa utak mo na, element, ah, nakapunta ako sa Prada sa Hong Kong kaysa dun sa ano.
Yeah, exactly. Yun yung sinasabi ko na parang, may element na parang ano siya. May sa sobrang ganda nito, magpa-flashback ako nito sa deathbed ko. May ganong element siya.
Oh, at saka sa deathbed mo, hindi mo naman sasabihin, ooh, nakapun ako sa Brooklyn.
Oo,
exactly. okay. Ang nasa deathbed mo, ang view mo sa deathbed ay yung Pacific Ocean. Kahit ang
last na rin.
Oh.
Na-realize ko, kaya baka tumatak sa atin yung Batanes, is because, as you know, Podpals, kami naman ni CJ, we're not religious people. Pero what I experienced seeing all that nature and all that culture na bago,
ka sa Diyos, eh.
It was a religious experience.
Oh, kasi or yung lahat na hindi to ni God.
And parang yung 52 Sundays na kailangan sinimba ko.
Okay,
in a year, parang yung nakita ko yung mga tanawin sa Batanes, parang nagsimba na rin ako 52 times.
Parang maniniwala kang may God. And
ito rin, what I couldn't get from religion, from organized from religion at views, least,
gara.
I got it from the vistas
yes.
of nature.
From nature?
In Batanes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, ako natanong ni Wincy kasi how I planned this. But I would want to encourage you, this is not advertising for our tour.
Paid for
hindi,
by the government of Batanes.
Hindi, kami nga yung nagbayad NGTI. Sa kanila.
Oo nga, tayo pa nagbayad.
Hindi, pero pricey kasi yung kinuha nating agency, yung Batanes Travels and Tours. But yung price na binayad mo, more than that yung makuha mo. Like, every step of the way, sa dami ng tinanong ko kay Ms. Da Castillejos, lahat ng sagot niya.
Alam mo, bigay mo na yung number.
Hindi pwede. Puntahan niyo na lang yung website sa Batanes Travels and Tours. So, makita niyo doon yung number ni Ms. Da. Tapos, just talk to her. Usually kasi, yung style sa Batanes, ano, parang, kailangan mo muna i-check niyo muna yung flights. Tatanungin kayo nung agent kung ano yung schedule ng flights nyo. And based on that, doon nila ipaplano yung whole trip. So yung booking namin, actually, I just booked the flights first. Tapos I approached the travel agency. Based on our flight, sasabihin mo din sa travel agency saan mo gustong hotel. Kasi yung fundasyon, ang ano siya, as in famous, infamous or famous, I don't know. Basta everyone knows that 1 year yung reservation.
Crap.
As in 1 year ahead. When I learned that, tinanong ko agad si Ms. Damisda, 6 months or 5 months lang, kaya ba? Just nagawa ni Ms. Da. Galing. Na mabook tayo sa fundasyon. So basically, we just book the flights. Tapos din, kinausap ko lang yung travel agent. And then the rest siya na nagbook. And yung 3-day tour natin, di ba? Parang, if price, you'd think, parang, shit, mahal. Pero grabe yung 3-day tour namin. Meron kaming personalized. As in, kami lang ni Wincy dun sa tour. Wala kaming kasama.
Hindi natin kasama yung lola.
May car. Nahatid sundo kami. Tapos may Kuya Mel na sobrang vivid ng mga kwento. Tapos, libre, yung lunch I booked, yung dinner I booked. So, sulit siya, super sulit. So, just search Batanes Travels and Tours so you will be led to their website. Yun, just contact
them. So, that's it, PodPals, for our episode?
Yes.
So, do visit Batanes or so, anywhere in the Philippines na…
Maganda yung Pilipinas, pucha. Ayun.
Tigilan nyo na yung mga kaka-Tokyo nyo.
Loko
lang. Hindi naman. Loko lang.
Go lang. Hindi, pero huwag nyo lang sabihing pangit sa Pilipinas.
Hindi,
sorry, I will take offense.
Pero ako, I would push na travel the Philippines.
Ooh. I mean, I'd rather give my money, my hard-earned money.
Oh.
At paikutin siya within our country.
Kaya, tsaka mga TikTok creators, promote.
Oh,
gawa kayong mga Batanes videos, please. Anyway. So, we've reached your favorite part of the show.
Yes. PodPal answering machine.
So, ito is from the episode with Richard Bulisay, Love Teams, which was released last year. Isa lang yung entry namin kasi mahaba. And sobrang natuwa kami sa responses na sinenyo.
Okay, so ito yung entry, mahaba-haba. So, this is from our chat, sa yung parang chat group sa Facebook. So, sabi niya, episode 121, para sa akin, ABS-CBN/Star Cinema, ang maraming na-produce at nagpasikat na Love Teams mula late 90s hanggang present 2023. From Marvin, Jelena, Judy Ann Piolo, Rico Colodin, Bea John Lloyd, hanggang Liz Ken, Kathniel Don Bell. Too many to mention. Well, basically, ano, nirecap niya yung episode. Parang na-perfect ng mga creatives na ABS-CBN yung formula kung paano mag-establish ng chemistry sa mga talents nila. Lahat halos ng household names na Love Teams, produkto ng Star Magic, di ba? Tapos dito yung shinare niyang parang, hindi natin na-touch on. Itong Pinoy Big Brother, hindi na siya pure reality show. Naging training ground na siya ng mga potential love teams. Example, si Kim Chu at si Gerald Anderson. Ayan.
So I'll continue.
Yes.
After ng Kimmel, nakita siguro ng ABS-CBN na bukod sa reality show, gawin din nating artista search. Totoo yan?
Totoo.
Kaya nagkaroon ng Joshua Garcia, Donny Pangilinan, Maymay Entrata, James Reid, daming love teams na produce ng BBB.
Yes.
Nakakringe lang para sa akin yung mga rom-coms ni Cathy Garcia Molina. Oh no. Lahat ng works niya parang pare-pareho yung blueprint na ginamit. Super fan ako ni Antoinette Hadaone. Hi, Direk. Panalo mga rom-coms si Direk Tonet. Yes, may kilig pero at the same time may substance rin. Classic example yung Alone Together. Which is your favorite, di ba? Not Tonet? O hindi ba? Alone Together ba?
Favorite
or
first
Or Love
eh.
You to the Stars and Back?
Hindi, ako talaga, ano ko.
Tadhana.
That Thing Called Tadhana. Tsaka Never Not Loved. Okay. Anyway.
So, kasi ganda na storytelling ni Direk Tonet doon, starring Liz Ken. Love story ng isang taga-UP at isang taga-UST. Fave scene ko doon, yung UP Lantern Parade scene ng Liz Ken.
I think this podpal hasn't reached our old library, no? We have an Alone Together episode.
Oh, so yun. Yeah. Recommend mo sa kanya.
I think episode 3 or basta as in like within the first 10 episodes yet.
Yeah. Yon. So, thank you Pod Pals for listening to
thank
another
you.
Episode.
At saka pinag-trend nila yung episode na yun. Thank you.
Oh. Yeah. So, we'd expect more from you.
Wow.
Yun naman expect. It would be nice.
Ang demanding.
Ang demanding.
Ano ba yun?
Pagod na rin
mag-comment
ako.
Mag-comment daw kasi kayo.
Mag-comment kayo. We expect more from you.
More engagement daw.
Hindi daw.
Grabe. Na-disappointed daw si Wincy.
Ang hina niyo, Podpals.
Grabe.
De joke lang.
Thank you.
If salamat, pero we expect more
Nulit niya pa eh. Oh, isa pa.
Kulang pa. Pod
Grabe. Ne, thank you.
Thank you.
Yun lang. Yun tama lang. Na. Hindi ka magsasilta more. Ayun. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed the episode.
So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebabad Tapes.
Same Telebabad time?
Same Telebabad channel.
Bye!
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And PodMachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.